That's weird.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because Elisa didn't used to be all the way down at the end.
What?
Sit there.
So that's why we're for now. Which is okay.
I can scoot over.
Yeah.
And look, I'm like, I couldn't even touch Stan if I wanted.
Well, we did that for Stan's safety.
I know. So very smart of you. She's sweet, but she's psycho. That's one of my favorite songs. That's
I like that song too. Okay, to be followed up with What's Wrong with Being Confident.
I was trying to figure out how to do it from my bed. And I couldn't.
You need to get one of those stretching machines.
I joined this conversation late. I'm trying to pick out what they're talking about, which is really fascinating. There's something about trying something in bed and stretching. I didn't catch it. It's more fun sometimes. Brian, maybe I should move closer to you. Then I can hear everybody's talk.
All the side comments.
Just listen to the recording later.
Right, yeah.
You don't get the little secret side notes.
No.
We're working out Zoom issues, sort of.
We are. I guess we could do unofficial business. Welcome John to City Council. I kicked. I found my cushion. It's on the floor.
I could use a big cushion now.
I could use this one to support my back.
So the idea with the four photos is that it's not just the city, it's the city in the 90s. Is that right?
Well, that's what I was trying to gather.
Or what was happening right around 9/11.
I think I'll reach out to him.
Hey, we have Sherry.
I'm going to go refill my water bottle.
I'm going to do it for you.
You're having back issues today?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Someday you'll understand when you get old.
I'm definitely working on all those things. Well, I guess I'll get another drink too. Does anybody need anything?
I don't need another brownie.
I know, right?
It's okay.
I do, and I don't.
So this meeting tomorrow, I'm really glad you can come. And what I was saying is I really am not clear on what their objectives are, other than that they labeled it as town center and active transportation. And I know that Tiffany Pocock, it is a personal and a team objective of theirs is to do good things for bicycling with the I-15 EIS. She knows that that's a personal goal of mine. I was inquiring about the things that they're working on and things that could be done, I will note, in Salt Lake City. But stemming out of that conversation,
Sherry, Lisa, can you hear us? No, because it's not connected through here.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try your call again.
My daughter teaches at Ames, and they do their lessons on the iPad.
This is Lisa.
Hi, hello. Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hi.
Can we have you phone in instead of the Zoom for now until we can get this working?
Sure. So I'll read this and then I'll do it on your Zoom link with the phone. Okay. I'd be happy to do that. I think I can figure it out. I'll go back into your email.
She's
that
gonna
have the phone one. Let's see. What tab do I do the
Lisa, we're mobile? Actually on the phone with you now. We can hear you in the council room.
Okay.
But would it be okay if we start this way and we'll try to get the Zoom link working so that
sure.
Sherry can present, but at least for now we could get the meeting started and then hopefully at some point we can have you join via Zoom.
Okay. Be happy to do it that way.
Okay, we're ready now.
Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to the City Council meeting of June 21st, 2022. We'll begin the regular session with a thought and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Councilmember Baskin, who's attending electronically.
Thank you, Mayor. I apologize I cannot be there in person today. I come down with that COVID job that you've heard a bit about in quarantine until Thursday. But I am welcoming this opportunity to share a thought. I was away on business in some state, Mexico, where I think I got COVID, so, and attended a beautiful city, Catholic Parish was founded there in 1714, and in San Jose they have buildings older than Jamestown, based on the Spanish colonizing there. But there is the Cathedral Basilica of St. Francis of Assisi, right downtown San Jose in the old town. And the prayer of St. Francis is one that is just beautiful that I'd like to share. And then after that, if it's possible, because I won't be there, it's a bit awkward, I was wondering if I can request that maybe we can have Ken Leatham lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance if he's willing to do that.
We'll do that. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, so here's the prayer of St. Francis. You all may have heard it before, but it's lovely, and it's a motto that I think is applicable now and forever. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. That's my thought.
Please rise and repeat with me the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Ken, and thank you, Lisa. First item we'd like to have on the agenda here is a citizen comment where we invite any citizens that have anything to address the council on, that they could come forward. Is there anyone that would like to address the council? If you'd like.
This is Dee Lawless. I had an email, and I mentioned it to the mayor a little earlier, that there was a question of whether the city is reading the water meters or whether they are just taking a sort of an average and adding it up and dividing it out and giving it to different you know, in neighborhoods or houses in that. And since we have a new information officer, I suggested that maybe we have in the city newsletter an article about how we do the reading of meters and some other things that may happen in billing things of exactly what the process is. So some of these rumors that are out there will be quelled.
Thank you. Seeing no one else, we'll move on. Next item is a public hearing in consideration of Resolution 2022-19R approving budget amendments for the fiscal year 2021-2022. And we'll turn this over to Heidi.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Let me see if I can advance this. Are you able to advance, Wendy? Yes. Thank you. So as is appropriate for the end of every fiscal year, there's always budget adjustments that need to be recommended to ensure that the funding is in the proper places as the year closes out. You'll see a list from the general fund, several items, many related to increased cost of utilities and fuel, as well as some changes to revenues where property tax revenue were statutorily required to recognize the revenue of the certified tax rate, and then an increase in revenue for cable tax, recognizing some additional monies that have come in. Overall net change to the general fund budget in this recommendation is a $7,000 increase in the use of fund balance. In the redevelopment fund, use of or contribution to fund balance as $260,000 is going to be transferred, recommended to be transferred in to cover the debt service related to the Foxborough Wetlands Park project. And then a true up of the Highway 89 project and the additional expenditures related to the traffic study. And the local building authority, $375,000 for the property purchased at 93 Main. In the park capital fund, transfers out into the local building authority into the redevelopment fund for those transactions explained above. In the water fund, a handful of small changes related to operating expenditures, as well as a debt service transaction related to the refunding of the water bond that was done in March. In the stormwater fund, a small change for increase of fuel prices and an increase in the use of fund balance to cover that. In solid waste, also increase the use of fund balance to cover interest payments that were made as we refunded several deposits that were on the books, customer deposits that had been held for several years. And then last, in the golf fund, recognizing additional revenues for the fiscal year, as well as some additional costs associated with those revenues, with the net impact of a decrease of the use of fund balance of almost $190,000. Were there any questions on any of these items?
Any questions from the council?
I have just one question. The solid waste refunds, what were those about? Deposit refunds?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Currently, the solid waste fund, you're going to refund out utility costs to the customers. It's not much money, but can you just know what that's about?
I can't entirely hear. Were you wondering the amount of the total deposits that were refunded?
Yeah, why are we funding solid waste fund deposits? I think the amount is only almost $14,000. But I didn't think that we were doing that.
because I think we went through, from what I understand, we went through all of the liabilities that were sitting on the books for utility deposits and decided that they were no longer, they were in like $35 chunks and things like that. So it happened in conjunction with refunding the water portion as well as the solid waste deposits that were taken. And they had just accrued to be quite a large liability. And we just really wanted to find a way to get it back in the hands of the homeowners who'd contributed them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion. I move the City Council approve Resolution 2022-19R, a resolution adopting an amendment to adjust the fiscal year 2021 to 2022 General Fund, Redevelopment Fund, Local Building Authority, Park Capital Fund, Water Fund, Stormwater Fund, Solid Waste Fund, and Gulf Fund budgets, and allocating state and local fiscal recovery funds for public safety wages and benefits.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, starting with Lisa?
Aye.
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 Passes unanimously. Thank you.
Mayor, did we need to open up the public hearing for public comment?
Oh, I'm sorry. We did.
I'm sorry.
I'll make a motion that we go into a public hearing for comment on the budget adjustments.
That we've already just passed.
Well, we think they're great. Let's see what the public
I'll thinks. Second it.
Okay. The public hearing is now open. Is there anyone here to speak to the public hearing?
I'll make a motion that we close the public hearing.
Thank you.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Our city attorney, have we run afoul of any procedural things here?
If there's a concern about that, it would be easy to move a second time to approve the resolution and then vote on it.
I'll entertain a motion.
I'll do it again. But I got to pull it up because it was long. After the public hearing, I would like to move the City Council approve Resolution 2022-19R, a resolution adopting an amendment. An amendment to adjust the fiscal year 2021 to 2022 General Fund, Redevelopment Fund, Local Building Authority, Park Capital Fund, Water Fund, Stormwater Fund, Solid Waste Fund, and Gulf Fund budgets, and allocating state and local fiscal recovery funds for public safety wages and benefits.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. Let's start again with.
Aye.
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 Lisa?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
All right, that passes unanimously. Thank you, and thank you for bailing out the mayor. Well, I called for it, so I missed that. Next item is consideration of a plat amendment to adjust property lines and vacate existing public utility easements for a property located at 822 South Eagle Point Drive. And this we'll turn over to Sherry.
We're going to turn it over to my cell phone and see if this works.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, so this is a fairly simple plat amendment. In 2013, the home that's on lot 1122 in Eagle Point Phase 11 subdivision, they had purchased an acre behind their property and built an accessory building, and they built it across the property line. Then when Mr. Rupp was doing his subdivision, they wanted to sell a portion of that acre to him, and he included it in his subdivision. But they used the wrong legal description in the title transfer. They used the original one-acre description that they purchased when they built the outbuilding. And so it inadvertently transferred part of this shed into lot one of the Rupp subdivisions. So this plat amendment adjusts the lot lines between one and two and adjusts the lot line between the neighboring lot 1122 to give them back their full shed, and also vacates the public utility easement that would have been under, that is under the shed at present. The Planning Commission held a public hearing on the vacation of the public utility easement, and they made a favorable recommendation in favor of approving this plat amendment.
Thank you, Sherry. Any questions?
I move the City Council approve the plat amendment for the Carl Rupp PUD subdivision. First Amendment vacating public utility easement and amending lots 1 and 2 of the Carl Rupp PUD and lot 1122 of the Eagle Point Estate Phase 11 subdivision with no conditions.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Next item is consideration of a concept plan for Come and Go Store subdivision located at 1096 North Redwood Road. Nate Abbott and the Galloway Company are the applicants. Sherry?
Yes, so this property is approximately 5 acres in size. It's currently zoned general commercial, and it has that old industrial building on it. The corporate company Come and Go is proposing to build a gas station and convenience store on the corner, and they don't have need for the entire 5 acres, so they wish to subdivide it in half, create a new lot behind it, and that lot will be sold separately to a future tenant. We're not sure what that will be, but it'll have to be in compliance with FAA guidelines because it is directly in the line of the flight path. So what's before you tonight is the simple procedural approval of the concept plan. The Planning Commission has reviewed it. It meets the minimum standards for size and frontage. You will see at a later meeting the actual site plan for the convenience store and gas station, as well as the preliminary and final plat. So the Planning Commission did make a favorable recommendation on this two-lot subdivision concept plan with no conditions.
Any questions?
I just want to state, as a resident, I'm really, really glad we're getting rid of that car detailing shop that lights on fire every year. So great work, team.
We'll make a motion, Mayor.
We're happy to welcome them to North Salt Lake.
I guess I want to just ask a quick question, Sherry. I'm curious what, maybe it's easier to say what isn't allowed in the flight path, but I was going to say what is allowed in the flight path of a runway.
So there are various light industrial uses. The idea of what can be in that area is that it needs to be very dense, as in population. So there definitely cannot be any residential uses, and it can't be like a heavy use like a hospital or a school. It needs to be one that has minimal employees there. And then there are height restrictions based upon how far away they are from the end of the runway. So any structure that was to be built in this area in general, not just this parcel, but parcels that were further south, we require them to get a letter from the FAA that they have reviewed the plans and that they meet the adopted guidelines. We don't want to step on anyone's toes with the FAA and want to make it safe. So they'll ask them to switch it off of the direct center line of the runway and then keep the height. Probably will be under 30 feet.
Okay, thank you.
I just was going to make a comment that I know that what's there right now is a bunch of propane tanks.
Yeah, I was going to.
I assume they're probably empty, but it sure makes you wonder what they're doing at the end of the runway.
You know, I think it's a plutonium storage facility or something Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is that correct?
No, I haven't made the motion yet.
All right.
I move that the City Council approve the concept plan for the Come and Go subdivision located at 1096 North Redwood Road with no conditions.
I will second that.
We now have a motion and a second. Let's start with Ted.
Aye.
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 I apologize. I had to step out. I will abstain from voting.
Aye.
Okay. That passes. Hmm. Next item is consideration of Resolution 2022-20R, setting the certified tax rate for the fiscal year 2022-2023 budget. And this is Heidi again. Is this one of those where they got it to us like yesterday, finally?
It was a little late this year.
It's always late.
But Heidi wasn't there to do it for the county, so.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think we're lucky we got it done.
Careful.
So the certified tax rate for the city of North Salt Lake that's been set by the county auditor is 0.000934 for fiscal year 2022-2023, which will generate $2,867,877. One item I wanted to note was there was quite a bit of new growth in that was rolled into that number this year, $93,600 in new growth, which is well above our five-year average, which is $41,000 a year.
Thank you. Any questions on this? Do we have a motion?
I move that we approve the resolution number 2022-20R, a resolution of the governing body of the City of North Salt Lake setting the certified property tax rate for all property located within the city boundaries for fiscal year 22-23.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Let's start with Alisa.
Aye.
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 That motion passes unanimously. I'm going from memory, but I think in 25 plus years, we've had one tax increase as a city. And other than that, we've accepted the certified tax rate. And we've had discussions about how maybe we should have little ones every year instead of waiting till we desperately need one. But this isn't the year, so. Next item is consideration of Resolution 2022-21R, adopting the final budget for the fiscal year 2022-2023. And we'll turn this over to Ken.
Thank you, Mayor. We held our public hearing on this item previously, and that was on June 7th. And this budget we've worked on, a number of items are new, and those were put in the memorandum to the council prior to the meeting. But I just remind the council that most notably, the resolution that you'll adopt tonight, which approves the final budget for the upcoming fiscal year, includes a COLA, which is significant, 7%. It includes a projection of growth in sales tax, which is very significant also. This year, you may recall that we've added some new positions, which we discussed in the budget retreat. Those would be two new full-time parks positions, and one full-time police officer and a full-time golf maintenance person, which we also discussed at the retreat, but then came to you early to obtain approval so that we could hire that person this season. Then that person has been hired, and so we appreciate the council's confidence in us in making that selection. And I think you could see from the budget adjustment just how well it's too bad Tyler isn't here, but just how well the golf course is doing. That position was very much needed since our golf rounds are so high. This budget also includes our water and storm drain rates that we increased. And so those are also effective July 1st. But in all other ways, the budget's ready for your action tonight.
Any questions for Ken?
I just want to thank city staff for their great work in preparing a budget that I think reflects our priorities.
Thank you. I should comment, I've got some warehouses out in West Valley City that are on Hunter Granger Water Conservancy District. And I got a lovely letter that they'd done an evaluation of the water discharge of which cost $250 that they were happy to charge us for that. And then they said, we will raise your rates. And it was over 400%. And, of course, it's triple net lease, so I just pass it right on to the tenant that's using it. But that was stunning. And our $2,000 water bill went to $12,000 that first month. Yeah, yeah. And most of it was storm water discharging. It's a food processing plant, but yeah. But that's still a hit.
If you will. Well, you're supposed to.
I didn't do that on her. I got it.
Went right over my head. So. Okay.
It's a big drain.
Yeah. Do we have a motion here?
I'll make a motion, Mayor. I move the City Council approve Resolution Number 2022-21R, a resolution adopting the fiscal year 2022-2023 General Fund, Redevelopment Agency, Special Revenue Fund, Debt Service Fund, Capital Project Funds, Enterprise Funds, and Internal Service Funds budgets.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? We'll start with Ted.
Aye.
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 That passes unanimously. Thank you, and again, thank you to the staff. This is maybe the most important thing we do as a council is this budget and funding the rest of next year. I couldn't help but think that if we could somehow not spend any of that money, we could build that park.
Well, you might have some unemployment claims you have to cover.
Yeah.
If you did it that way.
Plus just dealing with my wife. Nothing else.
Yeah. Oh, she'd still work for free, I'm convinced.
Yeah. Okay, next item is presentation of the annual fraud risk assessment. And this is Heidi.
Thank you. So as part of our annual audit process, we are required to do a self-assessment of our internal controls and financial policies to see where the city falls for risk of fraud. We've done some ethics training in-house, which has been really great. We're working on our ethics pledges with employees, but also as part of that process is a presentation to the governing body, just letting you know where we fell on this last analysis. So we still fall in the very low risk category. We've scored 365 out of 395 points, just a couple of areas where we lost points, some financial policies, which should be pretty easy to prepare and implement, as well as establishing a formal internal audit function, which is part of some of the other agenda items, and getting our internal audit committee kind of up and running. There's a charter that was put in place back in 2020. And if you wanted more details, I think there's another slide that shows what that assessment is and what we score, what we're scored on. Would you move it forward, Wendy? A little difficult to read, but you can kind of see the areas that we are assessed on and how well we're doing as far as our internal controls. So just a presentation. We'll do it again next year. We'll hope for 395.
Thank you, Heidi. Any questions on that? Next item is consideration of resolution 2022-22R appointing a new member to the city's audit committee. Ken.
Thank you, Mayor. This is related to the previous item, part of our fraud risk assessment. One of the commitments that the city made at the time that we did that was that we would form an audit committee, which we did. And currently, the mayor and Councilmember Gordon and Councilmember Porter sit on the committee. We do need to make an adjustment and replace Councilmember Porter, who has a very ethically and rightfully done work with the city on the city's building permitting software program, which he has done for many years. But that activity precludes him from serving on the committee. So I didn't suggest a name, but there's three possibilities. Councilmember Van Langeveld, Councilmember Knowlton, and Councilmember Baskin. So if you could appoint one of those three, that would be great. And then I have one comment after you to do that.
Have any of those council members had any kind of business dealings with the city in the last 2 years?
None that we know of, and they would have to self-declare, but
okay.
I didn't believe so.
I volunteered as all on some help on Co. But that's it.
Sorry, were you volunteering to be part of the committee? We couldn't quite hear you.
I think she said she'd volunteered to work on the
committee. I have volunteered on helping with codification.
Codification.
That's my involvement from a professional standpoint.
Oh, well, that was several years ago.
Yeah.
You didn't get paid for that, did you, Lisa?
I thought she did.
Well, not in the last two years, though.
No.
Yeah, not in the last 2 years, but that's true. When I was the community development director, Lisa did do some legal work for us. But that's some time ago.
Yeah. I guess I should ask if there's a volunteer before I volunteer someone.
What is the workload? What does that look like?
So I will meet four times a year. It's not a heavy workload. We'll try to there is some independent work that you would do with an outside auditor. That is not with Heidi and with me, because we're trying to avoid that connection. So, so far it hasn't been difficult at all. We've failed to be able to meet even one time.
We
so.
Have not had any responsibilities yet.
But we will.
Looking forward to them.
Yes.
And would we just try to meet, say, before a city council work session?
We certainly could. If that's convenient for people.
Something like that.
Anytime that's convenient for you guys.
I would like to nominate Councilmember Van Langeveld to serve on the North Salt Lake Audit Committee.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. I think we have to vote for the whole resolution, though. It includes all three of us at the same time.
And I will also vote that we approve Resolution 2022-22R, a resolution of the governing body of the City of North Salt Lake, appointing members to the City's Audit Committee, with the members being Mayor Horrocks, Councilmember Gordon, and Councilmember Van Langeveld.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that motion.
Motion and second. Let's do roll call.
Aye.
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 That passes. Thank you.
I'm picturing t-shirts commemorating your participation in this.
This is where we do our city karaoke.
We're going to get matching tattoos.
See, and I was going to that. We should have these meetings in Tahiti every quarter.
But.
Definitely the spirit of the fraud committee.
Come on. Yeah. All right. Next item is consideration of Resolution 2022-18R. We're not really going in order here, are we? Yeah.
It started out in order and then it got messed up.
A declaration of police department surplus property.
These are two vehicles that over the last 10 or so years have been donated to the city for just use as bait cars, basically. We'll sometimes put property in there that if we have high theft areas or things of that nature, we don't use them for transportation. They're basically inoperable vehicles at this point, sitting down at the shops. One of them is a stick shift. We can't get that thing stolen because I don't think anybody even knows how to drive one anymore. So the fire department has expressed an interest in using these vehicles to train extraction, so they'll probably be completely destroyed by the fire department, but they won't be any less valuable after that's done than they are now. They really cost the city nothing, other than occasional oil changes and batteries. They do cost a lot to put batteries in them a couple of times a year to get them started. But other than that, we're just asking the council's permission to surplus them from our city equipment and donate them over to South Davis Metro Fire, and they will, I don't know what they're going to do with them, probably cut them into
jaws of life.
I'll make a motion. I move the city council to declare the vehicles described by the chief as surplus and authorize the police department to transfer or donate these vehicles to the South Davis Metro Fire Department to for their use and whatever they want to do with them.
I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I just want to make sure that whoever's taking minutes knows that that motion also includes approving resolution 2022-18R.
All right. Yeah, I thought that was a separate one.
No, that's it.
Oh, good catch.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the resolution queen of North Salt Lake City.
You can take the word resolution out.
That's our tattoo.
All right. Let's start with Ted.
Aye.
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 Thanks.
That motion passes. Thank you.
Mayor, can I make a suggestion?
Please.
Try not to do this, but I've learned that Chief Black has an obligation he's trying to get to, and I wondered if the council would be willing to hold our closed session now, because we do need to go into closed session. It requires Chief Black's presence, and then we could come back to finish up the other items. Would that be okay?
That's fine. Do I have a motion?
What are we going in for?
That we need to go into closed session.
Do you want me to?
Yes, we'll let our city attorney tell us why.
The two items to go into closed session for are to consider the character and professional competence of an individual and pending litigation.
Okay. I move that we go into closed session to consider the competence and mental abilities of an individual and to discuss potential litigation.
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Let's do roll call.
Aye.
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 Okay. We're now moving into closed session.
Thanks.
Can Lisa stay on the phone? She can't she?
Yes, she can stay on the phone.
Yeah. And I'll need to stop the recording for a portion of the closed meeting, Jamie. Because we don't have to record the character discussion.
Let's go into closed session and then talk about that before she raises. Should we move?
So I'm going to go ahead and
We're okay here. Yeah, you're good to go. Thank you.